USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says some Democratic-led cities like Chicago and New York are out of control and resemble war zones.
They're supposed to be asking for help, and they don't want to ask, so maybe they're proud or maybe they think it's bad politically, but we can't have happen what's happening.
The president making those comments at the White House on Wednesday. The family of George Floyd is suing the city of Minneapolis for his wrongful death. Civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump says it wasn't just the four police officers responsible for Floyd's death. He says the city has a long history of abuse, especially against black men. And the dining industry is asking Congress for financial assistance amid economic hardship brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. The National Restaurant Association forecasting that restaurants will lose over $240 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A top health official says the United States could have the coronavirus pandemic under control in a matter of weeks if everyone wore masks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes is in our Washington News Center.
Director of the CDC, Robert Redfield, says the evidence proves that wearing masks stops the virus's spread. During a webinar with the Journal of the American Medical Association, Redfield said data continues to mount that proves that, quote, masking works to stymie the spread of the virus. And he's urging the American public that the time is now to embrace universal masking.
The annual Rose Bowl parade is not going to happen on New Year's Day. Organizers making the announcement that they're canceling the Pasadena tradition for the first time since World War II because of the coronavirus pandemic. In a news release saying that they made their decision with reluctance and disappointment, but in accordance with Governor Gavin Newsom's reopening schedule. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
On this tax day, top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says Joe Biden's tax plan would prompt businesses to move operations outside the United States. Kudlow saying taxes will be raised across the board. The former vice president on Wednesday delivering a speech where he discussed his economic plan. He did not take any questions from reporters. Joe Koshna is a reporter with The Hill. He tells Fox Business,
there's a reason why Joe Biden did that speech yesterday in Wilmington and didn't take questions from reporters afterwards, because there's no way to explain this math without talking about tax hikes, not just on the rich, but also on the middle class and even below that as well, to pay for instance, a $2 trillion Green New Deal light version that he is proposing. Remember, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the head of his climate task force for his campaign. And if we're talking $2 trillion now, you know how it works during campaigns. It's the ultimate bait and switch. $2 trillion quickly becomes $4 trillion, $5 trillion if elected. No way to pay for that. And think of all the spending we've done during this pandemic now. No way to pay for that unless you're going to raise taxes on everyone. And at last check, the last guy to run on raising taxes on people during a campaign was Walter Mondale, and he won exactly one state, his own, Minnesota, 1984.
And finally, NASCAR's back in action during the week as the All-Star Race tonight takes place from Bristol Motor Speedway. Green flag drops tonight at just after 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.